Three Men in a Boat, based on the novel by Jerome K. Jerome. Copyright Burlington Books 2010. Chapter 1. Guy's Brilliant Idea. It was the end of our final year at school, and we were in the middle of our exams, the terrible A-levels. We were sitting around in the library, tired and tense. "I'll go mad if I have to solve another maths problem," said Freddie. I felt the same. I'd read the same chapter of my history book 3 times, and I couldn't remember a thing. "We'll study better if we take a break and do something else for a while," said Guy. Freddie loved provoking Guy. "You take more breaks than anyone I know," he said unkindly. "They don't seem to help your studies." I interrupted quickly before Guy could react. "Let's talk about our holiday," I said. The three of us had promised ourselves a really special holiday together before we all went our separate ways in life. Making plans for our holiday took our minds off our studies, for a short time at least. There was silence for a few moments. We were all thinking the same thing. Freedom. Wonderful freedom was only a few weeks away. Our A-levels would be over and our school days behind us forever. It was exciting, but sad too. And then, university for us all. How would that be? Freddie, Guy and I had shared a room in our boarding school for the last 2 years, and we had become good friends. We often talked about finding jobs in London one day and sharing a flat when we finished university. But that was years away. In the meantime, we were all going to study in different places, and it would be 1970 or later before we graduated. "This may be our last time together for years," said Guy pessimistically. Guy was often pessimistic, but Freddie and I knew exactly how to cheer him up. "We'll plan a holiday where we can meet lots of girls," said Freddie, and Guy cheered up at once. There was no point in suggesting a hiking trip. Freddie didn't like anything that involved physical effort. He hated sports of any kind and was an expert at avoiding them. I really admired Freddie's inventiveness. He could always think of creative excuses for not taking part in school gym lessons or sports. Unfortunately, Freddie's colourful imagination wasn't much help in planning a holiday. His suggestions were completely impractical. We didn't have the money to go to the carnival in Rio or on a luxury Mediterranean cruise. Unlike Freddie, Guy had no imagination at all. He rarely had any original ideas, though he sometimes adopted other people's ideas and convinced himself they were his own. Take the sea trip, for example. Guy forgot that Freddie had been the first one to mention a cruise. He looked extremely pleased with himself and said, "I've got a fantastic idea. Why don't we take a sea trip?" Neither of us responded, so he continued. "There are lots of sea trips round the coast. We could take one to the Scottish Islands." I was getting annoyed with all this talk of sea trips and with Guy thinking he was so clever. "No way," I said firmly. "Not after what happened to my Uncle Bob." "Oh, no, John, not another of your Uncle Bob stories," complained Freddie. He and Guy didn't believe my stories, and I suspect they thought I made them up. I may have added a few details, but basically the stories were true. Honestly, I protested, I'm not joking. Uncle Bob took a trip from London to Liverpool for his health, and it was a disaster. Uncle Bob hadn't been feeling well for a while. He wasn't exactly ill, but he seemed to have no energy or enthusiasm for work. One day, he picked up a medical book and started to read it. He discovered, to his horror, that he had the symptoms of several very disagreeable diseases. He ran to his doctor, who examined him carefully. "There's nothing wrong with you," the doctor declared. "You just need a holiday." A week later, Uncle Bob boarded the Mary Rose for a cruise along the English coast. He looked forward to relaxing in comfort and enjoying meals cooked by the excellent chef. Meals on board could be paid for individually, but by ordering all of them in advance, he got a 10% discount. Uncle Bob was very happy with this. He sat on a comfortable chair on deck with one of his favourite detective stories and waited contentedly for his first meal. A fresh breeze began to blow, and very soon, the thought of food was terrible. 5 minutes later, Uncle Bob was leaning over the side of the ship, looking green. He spent most of the trip lying on his bed, thinking that he was dying. The thought of food made him more seasick, but the thought of all the money he'd wasted on meals made it even worse. "Okay, John," said Guy, "you've convinced us. No sea trip. But do you have any better ideas?" I couldn't think of a thing. "What about a boat trip on the river?" suggested Guy. "You can't get seasick on a slow-moving boat." My first reaction was negative. "First the sea, and now a river," I replied. "You're obsessed with water, Guy, except when it comes to bathing or showering." But actually, it was a good idea, and Guy had come up with it all by himself. Clearly, Freddy was equally impressed. "What river?" he asked. "Some friends of mine rented a boat and sailed through the locks on the River Thames," replied Guy. "They said it was great fun." "You're a genius, Guy," I said generously. "A boat trip is a great idea." Then I added casually, "I've sailed through locks a few times with Uncle Bob. It's easy when you know how." "Brilliant idea, Guy," said Freddy. "Just imagine it. Warm summer nights, sailing slowly down the river, cooking simple meals, mooring beside a pub here and there." Freddy's mind was never far from food and drink. "It will be wonderful." "I'll bring my dog Caesar with me," I added enthusiastically. "We can leave him on the boat as a watchdog. He'll protect our belongings." I didn't mention that Caesar was a very friendly little dog. He liked everyone, including strangers, and was more likely to lick their hands than try to frighten anybody.